Chapter 6. A fish came out of the forest. He was dressed like a footman. He knocked on the door of the house. A frog opened the door. He was dressed like a footman too. The fish gave the frog a letter.
"For the Duchess, an invitation from the Queen to play croquet," said the fish.
"From the Queen, an invitation for the Duchess to play croquet," said the frog. Then they both bowed. Their wigs of curls got tangled together. Alice laughed. She hid in the wood until she stopped. The fish was gone when she came back. The frog was sitting on the ground. He was looking at the sky. Alice knocked on the door.
"They can't hear you," the frog said. "They are making too much noise."
"How do I get in?" Alice asked. The door of the house opened. A large plate came out. It grazed the frog's nose and hit a tree.
"I shall sit here," said the frog, "on and off for days and days."
"Oh, no need to talk to him. He's stupid," said Alice. Alice looked inside. The kitchen was full of smoke. The Duchess was sitting on a three-legged stool in the middle of the kitchen. She was nursing a baby. The cook was leaning over the fire. She was stirring a large pot of soup. There was a large cat behind the cook. It was the Cheshire Cat. It was grinning. Alice left the house and went back to the wood. The Cheshire Cat was sitting on the branch of a tree. The cat grinned when it saw Alice. It had very long claws and a great many teeth.
"Cheshire Puss, would you tell me, please, which way I go from here?"
"That depends on where you want to get to," said the cat.
"I don't care where," said Alice.
"Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat.
"So long as I get somewhere," Alice added.
"Oh, you're sure to do that, if you only walk long enough," said the cat.
"What sort of people live here?"
"In that direction lives a hatter. In that direction lives a March Hare. Visit whichever you like. They're both mad. We're all mad here. I'm mad. You're mad," the cat said.
"How do you know I'm mad?" said Alice.
"You must be," said the cat.
The cat vanished. It vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with the grin. The grin remained for some time after the rest of the cat disappeared. Alice went to see the March Hare. The chimneys on the house were shaped like cars. The roof was covered with fur. Alice went to see the March Hare. The chimneys on his house were shaped like ears.
The roof was covered with fur. The house was very big. She had to eat some more of the left-hand mushroom to grow 2 feet.